Variable crop conditions are nothing new, but this year there is variance on steroids in some parts of the Corn Belt. In a Channel Seed growing season update, Shad Skank with Indiana Specialty Group and a seed pro for Channel Seed says it is like nothing he has seen.
I've never seen this before in the 34 years that I've done it, but on my north part of my area is a little bit dry. They were very thankful for that rain last night. In the center, it looks really good. Some of the best crops I've seen. Into the south, it has been wet and late planted. And if you go farther south of my area, it's even more of a struggle. So it is all over the board from one extreme to the other.
You know, that's amazing. That is a lot of variance. And we're not talking about a huge area.
You think I would be saying that and talking about South Dakota to Indiana, and I'm not. I'm talking about Benton County to Hendricks County.
Tuesday night and Wednesday morning rains were much needed for parts of Skank's area, which covers a 50-mile radius from Montgomery County in west central Indiana.
Tiles are just starting to work. The crop that got planted early is taking that water really well. Of course, some farms take water better than others. If they're drained well, in you know, however that might be with pattern tiled or just normal slope of the farm. But that does bring, the rain does bring possibility of disease. And we want to protect this crop as much as we possibly can and keep it healthy all the way through because we need every bushel that everyone can get.
Tar spot is the disease everyone is concerned about. And he says for some, a second round of fungicide is coming soon.
A lot of my customers did a half rate, you know, 4 to 6 ounces of a fungicide that helps protect the plant. Some people did some things at planting. And the next chance and window then will be at tassel, which actually, Andy, we're going to be seeing tassels come out here on, you know, a lot of the 105 to 108 day corn planted in the middle of April here very shortly, within 2 weeks for sure.
He tells Hat the potential on a lot of farms is great for 2025. Hear more in the full Hat and Channel Seed growing season update at HoosierAgToday.com and our free mobile app. I'm Andy Eubank.